USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
As America continues to wait and wonder why some states can't get their elections in order, Nevada and Arizona continue to struggle with a process that Florida got done in one day. Clark County Register of Voters in Nevada, Joe Gloria, continues to explain why they don't have the results 3 days later.
We still have over 50,000 ballots that need to be counted. Those are in various stages in the process of validation before they go to the counting board, and finally, ultimately, they get to tabulation where we're able to read them into the system. We will continue to work through the weekend.
Alex Jones and his company were ordered Thursday to pay an additional $473 million in punitive damages to families of the victims of the Sandy Hook school shooting. Thursday's order, imposed by Connecticut Judge Barbara Bellis, is in addition to the nearly $1 billion jurors demanded from him last month. A man convicted of strangling his mother and burying her body in the yard nearly 20 years ago was executed in Huntsville, Texas, Wednesday. 61-year-old Tracy Beatty uttered, "See you on the other side," before he received a lethal injection. A large section of the destroyed space shuttle Challenger has been found buried in the sand at the bottom of the Atlantic Ocean, more than three decades after the failed launch killed a schoolteacher and six others. It's one of the biggest pieces of Challenger found in decades since the accident, and since two fragments from the left wing washed ashore in 1996. Thursday night football last night in Charlotte, North Carolina. The visiting Atlanta Falcons were given a loss by the Carolina Panthers host, 25-15. For more information, be sure to visit us online at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it? That sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
In 1926, Congress called for an annual observance of the anniversary, and by 1938, it was an official federal holiday. Today is Veterans Day, as we celebrate all those that have served and are serving in today's armed services. Thank you for your service. As North Korea continues their aggressive actions and rhetoric, meetings will take place to have a united response. Tim Berg from our Phoenix Bureau has more.
President Biden is set to meet with leaders of Japan and South Korea to discuss the recent increase in missile tests from North Korea. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the United States wants to be transparent about their concern that North Korea will launch a seventh nuclear test.
We are also concerned about further potential long-range missile tests in addition to the possibility of a nuclear test. And so we'll be watching carefully for both of those.
He says they will also discuss the increased cyber threats posed by North Korea.
Twitter is facing a financial nightmare. Owner Elon Musk said bankruptcy is a possibility for the company. Mr. Musk's bankruptcy comment came in a meeting with Twitter staff on Thursday, in which he warned of dire economic challenges facing the company. Tropical Depression Nicole was dumping heavy rains across the Florida Peninsula and the southwestern United States overnight after weakening Thursday. Friday, the threat of heavy rains, powerful winds, flooding, possible tornadoes remained as the large storm has now entered southwestern Georgia. USA Radio News.
Technology lets you access a personal trainer from home, like on this exercise mirror.
Less talking, more squatting.
But to keep your hybrid workforce in shape, you need more than technology.
And kick. And jump.
You need PCs powered by Intel vPro, custom configured by CDW. Hardware-based security and remote management make it easy to protect and monitor PCs from anywhere.
Wait, don't turn me off.
Intel vPro makes secure remote management possible. CDW makes it powerful. Learn more at cdw.com/intelclient.